Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
Eddie's here. Thanks, Ed. I don't know if he's here because he realises he's the producer of the episode or that you have Christmas ham. It's a Christmas ham.
Have you started or not?
Yeah. Oh. This is episode 363, top of the day to you, Steph.
Clearly not at the top for me.
You're having your dinner. I just finished mine. And the reason why I was ahead of you is because I've got a lot of movies to talk about.
Yes, you do. You've been busy.
I started early as well.
You were sent a challenge a few weeks ago to watch as many as you possibly could.
That's right. And I have. And so we have got so many Christmas movies to recommend to you or try desperately to remember what was in that movie because it's been a while and some are very.
Yeah. We do this every year.
Every year.
I'm actually really amazed at how well you do the synopsis, being that they're all kind of the same. Have you watched any of the classics?
I have watched, I watched Home Alone.
Me too.
Yeah. With you.
Yeah, I was there.
I've watched maybe 10 minutes of Elf.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll continue it probably by myself because I don't know if the little people were interested enough.
No, probably went over their head.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, why is he big? Well, whilst you were talking, they literally explained that.
Oh. They get that from their father.
Who doesn't listen.
They talk over it and then ask what's happening and you're like, have you just listened? All of your answers will be answered. All of your questions will be answered.
I'm not magic in my knowledge. Mm. It's just that I've been paying attention.
Sometimes I have to say, stop talking because I need to listen to this because you're going to ask me about it in 2 minutes.
That's really good. Mm. Where's my Carmex? Can you see it?
Yeah,
anywhere?
I can.
Oh, there it is.
I'm not offering to help,
fantastic.
But I can see
it. It would have been more difficult for you to get it. Okay, so we've got Christmas movies. That's all we're talking about to a certain extent. We're not doing news. I don't have time for it, okay?
It's Christmas. Don't have time for news.
Leave us alone. But also, I did promise last week to give you the Real Housewives quiz. So you're getting two quizzes today.
It's the best day
no
ever.
No news, all Christmas movies, two quizzes.
I'm loving it.
Tis
loving
the
myself
season.
Sick.
Oh, brilliant. Should we just get into what I like to call, funnily enough, the watching suggestions?
Do it.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
This is how I think we're going to do it, right? I think I'm going to go through a whole list and then I'll get to maybe the second last one and I'll say, have you got any? And then you can talk about some or you can just interject at any point in time.
I mean, I usually do that.
But it's good, right? It's part of a conversation.
Yeah.
I realize that what I have watched is a ridiculous amount.
Tell me the number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11... 12, 13, but I've already, I'm not going to talk about two of them because we've already spoken about them. They're classic.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. It is, isn't it?
You've beat the 12 Days of Christmas and you've done the 13 movies.
Well, to be honest with you.
November.
It's probably only, it technically is only 12 because I didn't watch all of Elf.
Okay.
But then I watched half of Home Alone 2. Let's not
half
get bogged down.
Half of a half makes a whole.
Okay, I've watched 13.
I've watched 2.
Then I'll get to you by my second last one if you're happy with that.
I'll be really annoyed if you've watched my 2.
Okay, if I say the name and you say I've watched it and then you talk about it.
Okay.
But you can enjoy
I like this organisation.
Christmas ham, your cabbage salad and
you
your
know
baked potato.
The cabbage salad, everybody loves that.
Mm, it's always a popular one. My Southern Family Christmas. This was I remember this story because it had a nice little moment towards the end. It was a Hallmarky kind of show, but it was a movie, but it was more about the family than a love interest.
Christmas tree heavy.
Yeah, of course.
Love it.
So she is not from New Orleans or somewhere down there, like Louisiana or something like that. Like things are getting hazy once I'm talking about it because I watched it a very long time ago.
I mean, they're either coming home or they're a visitor.
Okay, so she works for some sort of publication, and she has to do a story, a Christmas story, by Christmas Eve. Like, why does it have to be public?
Okay.
Why
I'm just going to pause you for a second. I feel like you've either watched this and spoken about it.
I definitely haven't watched. Oh, maybe I've spoken to you about it.
No, I have deja vu of us sitting here you saying the exact same thing.
All right.
And maybe it's just very similar to
it's about her father?
I don't remember that. Okay. I just remember like the deadline Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's every single. Yeah. So she goes down to the South, the deep South, to do a story on a bloke from this town who she knows is her father. He doesn't know that she is his daughter.
Nice.
So she does a story about him, gets to know the family, including her stepmother, who was kind of in on it, like getting her down there.
Is the publication story?
It's real. Real? Yeah, it's real. Anyway, she grows to love the family and her father, and then she has to leave. And anyway, by the end of it, she reveals who she is and everyone was happy. He doesn't get annoyed that everybody else
was in on it.
Yeah.
To you.
No anger at all.
It's too hard. I'm like, let's just finish it nicely.
Yeah, well, we've got to finish it now. We've been doing it for an hour and 20 minutes. Flipping for Christmas. I did have to Google what this one was about because I couldn't remember. And then I saw the picture. I was like, oh, that's right. So this girl comes back to her small town.
Of course she does.
Her brother wants to sell
the family farm.
Grandfather's old house. It's like a big house. And the guy who is friends with the brother's like, no, I'm a handyman.
Oh, yeah, of course he's a handyman. And he wears tartan and jeans.
Yes,
yep.
I want to do it up and make it into an Airbnb. And she's like, no, I want to sell it.
Yeah.
And he wants to use red and green as the color. And she's like, let's just have white as the color scheme because it's easier to sell.
They didn't sell in the end.
Yeah, it's an Airbnb. Movie number
three.
A Christmas in Switzerland. This is the one with Stephanie Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
Jodie Sweeney?
Yep.
Okay, she's in that. She goes over to there because her mother has bought a Airbnb.
Of course she has.
Yep. And she goes over there for Christmas. She's very busy, though, and occasionally has to do a little bit of work. Can't remember what her job is. Oh, maybe she's an architect and she's supposed to go to Argentina. Oh, she's just so busy. And then she falls in love with the manager of the Airbnb.
Yeah, of course she does.
Who is from Switzerland.
So she moves her whole life over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, oh, that was the one where she was wearing a massive, massive jacket, like puffer jacket. And you were like, is she pregnant? I was like, no, she wears it when she's out. Side because it's cold. Leave her alone. Maybe it was actually filmed in winter,
I love that one truly has nothing to do with Christmas.
It's set at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
That's where we're going with Christmas movies now. Is it about Christmas or is it just set at Christmas?
I worded a quiz question that is not actually about Christmas to make it sound like it's in Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
See if you can figure out which one it is. Okay. Obviously not now.
I mean, technically Home Alone is a bit...
Yeah.
It's not really about Christmas.
It's just it happens at Christmas.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe everything here is not about Christmas. Unless it's got Santa in it.
Yeah.
Christmas in Washington. She is an interior decorator who is very good at decorating places for Christmas. He is like an ambassador or something or other from a made-up European country. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want it decorated. Anyway, so she says she's going to do it understatedly. She doesn't. And he's like, oh, that's fine. I like it anyway. And then they fall in love. Ben Affleck and Christina Applegate.
Ooh.
Christina heavily underutilized in this from this 2004 movie, Surviving Christmas. And I was like, why haven't I heard about this?
They're big names.
Exactly. I think Catherine O'Hara is in it, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Why haven't I heard about it? It's because it's really bad.
Oh,
so
dear.
He plays quite a rich bloke.
They were contracted by the movie company, weren't they?
Yeah, probably. Rich bloke who wants to go back to his family home, which is not his family's anymore. It's another family's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the guy from Sopranos. You know that bloke?
Yep.
And Catherine, a teenage boy, and Christina Applegate, who comes home for, I don't know, college or something.
Okay.
So he pays them like $50,000 for him to stay there and act like he's part of the family. It's really dumb.
That's really,
really
dumb.
Really dumb. 12 Gifts of Christmas on Netflix is from 2015. I had to look up what this one was about and then went, oh, that's right. That's the one I watched last week. That's how unmemorable it was.
Mm.
She is.
Who's she?
Anna. Oh, she's a no. Oh, no nobody. Idea. Never okay. seen her before yeah, in my okay. whole entire life. Okay. She is hired to become a personal Christmas shopper for this guy called Mark, who is a very important businessman. Took me a while to figure out that I think he works in advertising.
Oh, my God. Okay. Mark would just use his PA for that. He's not going to hire.
And will he hire? And guess what?
They
fell in love. And she's a painter. She just does it for fun. Leave her alone. Oh, leave her alone.
And her loft-style apartment in New York City has like easels everywhere, no?
She wants a loft-style apartment, okay. but she lives in the basement of her sister's house.
Okay.
But I really thought it would be worth you watching it. It's not. But thought it would be worth you watching it because the paintings are hilariously bad.
Oh,
they
no.
are so bad. It's hilarious.
They didn't think about that. So in funny. Their planning, did they?
No, they needed to hire someone who...
To get the props for people to
God,
make a
it was
painting.
So bad. Just... Christmas is cancelled. This was on, I think, Stan. And it's got Dermot McDermott, whatever his name mm-hmm. is. You know that guy?
Yeah.
He's in it. And he plays the father of a girl coming back from college. And she's very excited to go home because it's the first Christmas or second or whatever since her mum died.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And very excited to go back, have a lovely Christmas. But then her old neighbor, who she's not ever really been friends with, went to the
same school,
started a relationship 2 months ago with the dad. They didn't tell her until she got there.
Yeah.
And they're like basically moving in together. And they think she's being rude.
Mm.
And then they're all friends in the end. So that's... Mary Gentleman on Netflix. This is one of the newer ones. It's basically, what's that stripper movie with Tatum Channing?
Magic Mike.
Yeah, it's basically that, but set at Christmas time in a small okay. town, and he's a handyman.
Nice.
Hot Frosty. This was on Netflix as well. This is the
Hot
new
Frosty,
one.
Hot Frosty, this is Lindsay Lohan.
No. This is...
Oh, Lacey Chabert.
Yes. Yeah. And Hot Frosty is Frosty the Snowman who's come to life. He is not hot. He's just worked out a lot. It's really weird.
Is he really pale?
Yes. He's got, I don't know.
Has he got frosted tips?
No, that would have been hilarious. No, but he just, I don't know. He's not... of a heart-throbbing look. It's kind of fun, though. They throw a couple of jokes in. In fact, they even mention a Lindsay Lohan Netflix movie.
Yeah.
So it is obviously part of the Netflix Christmas universe, mm-hmm. which I love. And you know they're teaming. You know they're going to team up together, right?
They have to.
They have to eventually. Oh. This is one I watched last night because I was like, I feel like watching an older movie, like a proper Hollywood film, that is set at Christmas time. Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. Really weird premise. That. Never seen it before. No. Basically, Dan Aykroyd is a guy that works on Wall Street in the like stock market. His bosses are brothers who decided the two old brothers wanted to have a bit of a bet between each other to find out if they can ruin his life, Dan Aykroyd's life, and get the local bum from outside, Eddie Murphy, to flip him into being a stock market expert.
Oh, yeah, of course you...
They do it. They ruined all of that. No, none at all. And suddenly Eddie Murphy's character is completely different in personality. But then Dan and Eddie find out they team up.
Movies. They took his glasses off and pulled his ponytail
That's
out.
That's what it is.
They put him in a suit.
And suddenly he's this suave, sophisticated, yep. highly educated yeah. stockbroker. Not that great. Lindsay Lohan's Our Little Secret, which is her Christmas movie for this year on Netflix, actually good fun. Mm. Kristen Chenoweth is mm-hmm. in it.
I love her.
Really good fun. I recommend that one.
I'm glad you said that because I
put
really...
a little bit of money in this one. And they used it in the script.
She's She's not going to be working for cheap. Mm-mm. Our Lynn's, is she?
Or every year, I think.
She's getting better and better.
And I think they're going to have to give her more. And they are all of the Christmas movies that I've watched.
That was all of them?
I went, didn't miss any, did I? Let me hear. You, go on, you tell me one of yours.
All right.
No, I went through, I did them all.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
I watched the new Christmas movie on Disney called Nutcrackers.
I saw that one.
You saw it?
I mean, I saw that it was there. I haven't watched it.
Mm-hmm. It's...
What's it about?
Okay, so it's a very different type of Christmas movie. It's definitely not your Elf. It's not your Jingle All the Way. It has the sort of feeling of Little Miss Sunshine. I've gone blank.
Okay.
Those sorts of...
I get what you're talking about. A little bit indie, bit quirky.
Yeah.
But good.
It was really good. It had this beautiful ease about it, that it was easy to watch, and it made me think, what kind of a drink would you be drinking with it? And I want to bring this into the podcast, be like, okay, you've just explained that movie. What beverage would you have with it? This is definitely a red wine.
A red wine. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Enjoy,
yeah.
As an adult, not something you'd watch with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not a family movie, although okay. It's about a family.
Okay.
So it stars Ben Stiller, and it's a very unlikely set of events where the main character, who's Ben Stiller, Michael, is a really career-obsessed singleton who has sort of become a bit removed from his family, and it feels as though he looks down on his siblings. You can kind of tell the siblings look down on him.
Okay.
And so it's like, well, whose life is actually better? So his sister lived in sort of a rural area that just on the outskirts of a town, so part of a town, but they lived very much in a farming land. And she was a budding ballerina, from all accounts, very talented. Fell in love with a guy who drove an ice cream truck, and they decided to move to this little town and raise their boys in a fairly wild way. No school, homeschooling, that sort of thing. Whereas he's this, I guess, your high flyer. Like, the whole movie starts with him driving some obnoxious car, like a bright orange Porsche, down back roads of middle America.
Beautiful.
And his sister had, and the sister's husband, have passed away. So as the essentially the guardian, he has to go and look after
the
boys and get the house ready to sell, the farm ready to sell, and do something with these kids. So he is kind of like, well, I'm only here, I'm going to do a weekend, and I'm going to sort out foster care for these kids. And the kids are having none of it, as you could imagine.
So how old are the kids, like teenagers?
No, probably the eldest would be maybe 14 down to 8 or 9, something like that. And they obviously know he's coming. They've gone through a big trauma. So there's sort of that theme running through it that doesn't make it the hilarity that it is, but it is a dark comedy. So there are moments that you go, oh, that was quite funny. But it's this beautiful story set just before Christmas time of these two juxtaposed realities coming together and a family coming together. And I won't spoil the whole thing, but it's obvious that these kids are fairly, really, really talented, and they put on a show towards the end, and you know that it's the kids, the actual kids, the actors, who, from what I can tell, are not real actors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Can, like, children of somebody connected who, so it's their dynamic. A lot of it was just ad lib, and it was just the kids being the kids. And that's what sort of, I think, gives it this feeling of it's not contrite.
It feels real.
Feels real. Like you're actually getting a snapshot of these people's lives. So it's a good red wine one. It has that Christmas feeling without it being tinsels and ridiculous Christmas trees.
Not
everywhere.
A Christmas tree in every scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it has a definite link to a very famous Christmas story towards the end.
I was going to say, it almost sounded a little bit like an Uncle Buck premise to a certain extent.
I guess similar, in that this person
Didn't really know, but he's the uncle.
Didn't know them, but he's the uncle who's coming in and he's trying to sort of corral the kids. This is different in he's trying to find them a foster carer and through interviewing people, he realises that even people who are willing are not good enough
for
these kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. The second one you watched?
I watched Office Christmas Party, which I don't think I've ever seen.
See, I told you about it and I in my head I remembered it as Horrible Bosses.
Me too.
Because Jennifer Aniston is a boss in it and she's horrible.
Yeah.
But it's Office Christmas Party. It's got a lot of people
in
it.
Oh my gosh, it's got so many people. It was like every single scene you're like, there's that person. Yeah. There's that person. It was a real combination of Saturday Night Live.
Yes, definitely.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Reno 911. But it has Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Kate McKinnon, Jennifer Aniston, of course, and just a plethora of others. As
I know him. I know her.
Absolutely. So this company... I think they're in Chicago.
Yeah, if memory serves, they've got a couple of different offices, and this is one of them.
And this was the one that the dad started, and then they got their satellite company. So the dad has passed away, and the siblings have obviously been given a different office. So the son has the Chicago one, and he's the CEO, and Jennifer Aniston, who's the sister, she actually kind of runs the entire business, whereas he sort of...
He's just there.
He's got quite a lot of money and a lot of fun.
Yep.
So she is essentially coming in, and it's right before Christmas. They have, you know, mistakenly, when she just arrived on this particular day and demanded they all go to the boardroom, someone slipped that they were having a Christmas party that night. And she's like, no, you're not. Corporate decided no Christmas parties.
Banned,
completely banned. And everyone's just gone, what?
This is awkward.
So she puts down an ultimatum. If you can get this particular client to sign on, get on board by tonight, you can have your Christmas party.
Such
actually,
a movie
I don't know if
premise.
She said that she could have their Christmas party, but they decided the way to get this client on board was
I think it was that. I don't think she had any intention of allowing the Christmas. If memory serves.
Yeah. And so they suddenly all jump into action, like the laziest office ever, have suddenly gone, we've got 5 hours to organize the world's best office Christmas party.
Oh, that's so good.
It's just chaotic. It's a hangover.
Yes, it is.
All of those chaotic one night out. What's that one with Tina Fey?
Oh, Date Night?
Date Night.
Yes.
It's all
just
down
chaos.
That. It's just chaos.
Mess and chaos and destruction.
Hilarious. And you think when you're watching it, when they were writing this, what were they taking? For one of them to be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's put a car chase in this. Let's do it.
We should. Do we have the budget for it? I'll just write it
down
and see what happens.
Just cut Jennifer Aniston by $1 million. She won't know.
She won't know.
She has enough.
She won't even know. Yeah, that is a fun one. It's funny too.
It was a fun one. It's back from 2016.
Yeah, probably.
I'm surprised
about
that. I haven't seen it before.
Yeah, it's definitely something I would have thought you would have seen, but that's good.
I'm enjoying that years on and I'm still finding quality Christmas movies.
I enjoy that years on I haven't necessarily found the quality classic Christmas movies that I haven't seen yet.
You are going down a certain Snow Lined Alley.
I mean, that Ben Affleck one and the Trading Places was, anyway, didn't quite work.
But. Yeah.
Would you like quizzes? Quizzes.
Yes and yes.
Because tis the season, which would you prefer to start off with? Your Real Housewives one from last week or a Christmas-themed one?
I would like to finish on Christmas.
Okay.
So do Housewives.
All right.
Pretty sure a bug just went up my nose, by the way.
Oh, I was wondering what you were doing.
Oh. You know when it just like happens?
And
you
so
think,
annoying.
Is it still there or is it in my brain?
Or in your stomach?
I didn't feel like it went down.
Oh.
Just my nose feels funny, just the nostrils.
Which Real Housewife franchises are they from?
Oh, okay. I was like, who? You haven't asked me.
Kim Zolciak.
Atlanta.
How do you say her last name?
Zolciak?
Zolciak. Yeah. Zolciak? Okay. Vicky
Gunvalson. She's the OC.
Yeah.
She ain't.
She's the OG OC.
She's the OG of the OC. If you ask her, the whole franchise is hers. And because of her, she's just a friend now. She got fired.
I remember you saying that. Eileen Davidson.
Oh, she was New York.
It says Beverly Hills here.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. It is Beverly Hills. I apologize. Because in my head.
Was she from New York? Like actually the city?
No, I think what it was because she was on. What? I don't watch them. Young and the Restless?
Oh, and so she's in that my one. Head, yeah, right.
Or Bold and the Beautiful. I can't remember which one it was. But in my head was them sitting in a restaurant in New York talking about it on one of their trips. So.
Nice.
My mistake, but I still got it right.
Ramona Singer.
Well, she's New York.
Yes, she is New York. OG?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Melissa Gorga.
Oh, but not now anymore. They all got fired and it got rebooted.
Yeah. She must be beside herself.
They hate it. And everybody hates the reboot, so guaranteed something can happen.
Melissa Gorga.
Jersey.
Okay. Gorga? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Final one.
Yeah, go on.
Gina Liano.
Melbourne.
Slow clap tried
me.
To like.
Slow clap me.
Tried to throw you off, but didn't work.
Yeah, because of Gina. There are a couple of Ginas out there.
Christmas theme time. Switch it up. Christmas, Christmas. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. I would like a 26 round of that particular quiz one day.
All right, we'll continue it at like a later date.
As a little
treat?
Bite-size episode.
Oh, just the...
Just...
Okay, Real Housewives quiz.
Yeah, just endless for my own enjoyment. Nobody has to actually listen. It's download it.
Of course.
But you could put me on mute.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Oh, my God. What year was the first Christmas film which was called Santa Claus made?
Santa Claus the movie?
No.
Just Santa Claus?
Just called Santa Claus. Well, you don't know it.
I don't know it.
I've got multiple choice.
Yeah, I'd like one of them. Just give me the right one.
A, 1910.
Okay.
B, 1924.
Okay.
C, 1898.
24.
1898.
1898. What? Get out of town.
I saw that there was a link, like a YouTube link. I don't know if it's the whole thing or not, but.
Does he look like Santa? Because didn't Coke?
Yes.
Like Santa?
Coke is Santa. Well, the one like the red and the white because that's the colour of Coke. How many Christmas films has Lindsay Lohan been in for Netflix? I got it wrong.
Three?
Four.
Three.
I said two, but I got it wrong.
I was convinced on three, but I thought maybe I've missed one.
Falling for Christmas.
Yeah.
Irish Wish.
Yes.
Which is hard to say. And Alice.
Especially if you've got an Irish accent.
Irish. How many Christmas lights are on the house in Christmas Vacation? Multiple choice?
Yeah.
A, 25,000. B, 15,000. C, 1,500.
25,000.
25 sparkling lights.
They don't twinkle, Clark.
Yes, I know. What's his name? George? No. What's his name? Well, Art?
Art.
And thanks for noticing.
Thanks for noticing, Art.
What popular comedy series did Home Alone's Catherine O'Hara star in recently?
Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, and that's the one that's not actually a Christmas question, but I just worded
you
it.
You stretched.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stretch. Who wrote the music for Home Alone?
John Williamson.
Williams.
Every time I say that, it's like, you know when you get lost going somewhere once and then you can't ever remember how to get there the right way, so you have to get lost every time you go there? That's me saying John Williamson's name.
It's when you're not sure if it's Christy or Kirsty.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
No.
If you doubt it.
I have to see it written in my head.
Oh, yeah, okay. I also, for some reason, believe that he has a sir at the beginning of his name, but I'm pretty sure he's American and would have no sir.
Well, unless waitstaff are addressing him and then he would have a sir every minute.
Makes sense. Final Christmas question. Who played Patch the Elf in Santa Claus, the movie?
Dudley Moore.
Yes.
I'm so good. I'm so proud of myself.
And you got to eat your ham and your salad and have half your water.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You get to live it up.
That salad was very crunchy.
Still on the second day too.
Yeah.
It's good. Look, we will be back for more Christmas-themed activities, but for now, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Ho, ho, ho.